Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School, Fremont, California. Symphonic Band, welcome to the Music in the Parks Festival for Disneyland, taking place on Friday, May 18th, 2012, here at Placentia Presbyterian Church. My name is Brian Bethker. I'm pleased and privileged to be one of your adjudicators for this evening's performance. You are getting the band set up on the floor in front of the stage at this point. Should only take another 3 or 4 hours with all of these fine musicians in front of me getting set. It's a pleasure to see so many young people in a middle school or junior high school band level. So congratulations, just getting them all in the room at one time. I'm going to be giving you a running commentary while you perform Ballad for Peace and A Traveler's Tale. I'll be talking about all the great things you're doing, and I may mention one or two things that I'd like to hear differently, all in the spirit of us getting better every time we pick up the horn. So I wish you the best of success in your performance. I will rejoin you as soon as you begin your adjudicated selections. I love the Curnow studies. That should be standard practice for every ensemble. They're just written so well. Alrighty, here we go. Ballad for Peace. Good attack. Trumpets were a little bit ahead of the low brass. Make that a little smoother, trumpets. Da 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 da. And go ahead and go for that F sharp. Don't back away from it. Good tuba. Good crescendo. Yeah, nicely done. Nice support from trombone, tenor sax, bar 13. Good job. Thank you, woodwinds, for holding that note appropriately. Yes, phrasing is lovely, ladies and gentlemen. Trumpets, you need to be careful. Second trumpets, bar 22, that F, that E on beat 4, going down to the D on 23, it was quite sharp. Significantly sharper than the alto saxophones, the second altos that are playing the same part. So, be careful when you have unisons across the ensemble. Bit less attack on that D, make it a little more gentle in flutes in 31. Da 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 da. Make it a little bit less abrupt. Thank you. More like what the clarinets accomplished in 32. That was nicely done, clarinets. Okay, now trumpets, we got another stab at this. Get up there. Still like to hear a little more phrasing there, trumpets. And let that D grow a little bit into the F sharp. Nice. Yeah, good work, percussion. Watch that. Yeah, E flat second trumpets. I think what may have happened, we had a few first trumpets didn't get up to a G, played an E natural instead that mixed a little inappropriately with the E-flat and the second trumpet, it's bar 51. And thank you. The last sound I heard was tuba. And that, for me, that's exactly the way it should be. Yeah. Absolutely lovely. A few little picayune comments I had there. Just treat them as that. Little picayune things. But I'm open with an ensemble of this ability level. You really have to pay such close attention to the minutiae, because taken singly, the minutiae are not that big of a deal, but taken collectively, the minutiae do add up. So, little phrasing things where a phrase that is played by one section is not matched in shape with the same phrase played by another section, either before or after. Those little sections, those little pieces are quite evident, so you need to watch that. And then just, there are some things, a few little things there, trumpets. I understand why you're backing off that F sharp, because too many times in rehearsal, you've splattered the poop out of it, and gone all over it. And so you back off a little bit to be more careful. Well, yeah, that's good, but we can make some decisions like that for the sake of clarity and accuracy, but okay, we've gotten past that now. I think you guys can all accomplish that F sharp without some splattering it. So let's bring out the music now and grow that D, a little crescendo in the D to that F sharp, and make that more musical. All right, here we go, moving on. I'd like to hear a little bit more on the eighth notes from the bassoon. That rhythmic part of it is very important. Da 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 da. Need to hear that continually brought out. Oh, the concert D's there. Be careful there in that crescendo. In bar 14, whoever had the concert D's, suspect. It might have been between first trombone, altos, and the horn. Hearing the 16th notes as clearly as I would like to snare. Just bring those out a little bit. Good work, percussion. Appreciate the dynamics. Of the concert B flats, the open fifth there, the E flat and the B flat. A little bit of a intonation push in that change of dynamics there, bar 62. I was really happy with the intonation there between oboe and flute. I was a little concerned there in 65 and 66 when you split into octaves, but that was nicely done until we got to the A flat there at 67. Good work, piccolo. Yeah, very nice work. Little bit quick to bring the horn down, piccolo. Keep it up there. Let that note release and finish echoing through the small chamber of your instrument there before you bring it down. Just visually, I don't want to see the instrument move until the sound stops. Again, minutiae that do add up for me. Careful that E, a little bit abrupt, clarinets. The G, excuse me, in 82. I'm not sure of the articulation here, clarinets. That cap accent to me suggests more separation. You're all phrasing it perfectly together. You're articulating it together. I'm thinking it's more like the percussion. Da, 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 da. A little bit more space in between. The quicker decay, maybe, like we're getting in the bells. Percussion, the dotted quarter note, or the quarter note triplets, not quite matching up with the rest of the ensemble. Double check that, please. Yeah, lovely. This ensemble, I hope you have them all the same period. But they have got to be an absolute joy to work with. And Mr. Conway, that's just brilliant work. I'm going to have to take a trip up to Fremont. That's just too darn good. Brilliant work. Please extend my congratulations to you, to your administration for supporting you and keeping all these kids in the band classes where they belong. Because that is really brilliant work. And thank you for such an enjoyable performance. Certainly, yeah, there's little things that we can comment on, but it's easy to forget that there are 82 junior high school students in front of you because the literature is perfectly appropriate, and you have given them exceptional instruction. And they're responding. So you have a marvelous group here, a very mature group, a very dedicated group, certainly very professional, not only in their decorum and their appearance, but in the way they handle the music and the way they are concerned about the whole rather than the individual. And those are some intangibles that it's difficult to teach. You almost have to teach that by example in the way you lead them, and that's evident. So kudos to you. Congratulations for a thoroughly enjoyable performance, and it is a pleasure to hear good music played so very, very well. And I hope the few little comments I've had for you, picayune as they may be, will be helpful to you as you continue to grow and improve. And I wish you all the best of success. This is certainly a most enjoyable pleasure, and I hope you have a fantastic experience with music in the parks. Enjoy Disneyland, have a safe trip back up there to Fremont, and I will have to look a little harder now for Hopkins Junior High School for the great work that you're doing. And so it was a pleasure. Thank you.